Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Well, Sam, I saw the poor little old John smoking outside his office building in such a freezing cold weather. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean, he can't smoke inside, but you know, the new policy, ever since it came out, it's really ruffled a lot of feathers because in this building, there's a lot of smokers and they all hate having to go outside and smoke.But you know what? It's the law, and it's better for our health. So I'm kind of happy about it.
Law is the law. You can do nothing about it.
That's right.
刚才的对话用到了昨天的一点 ruffle a few feathers. 它的场景呢，我们看到我们的同事 John 在这么冷的天在外面吸烟，但是没有办法，因为呢，国家规定在办公场所或者在封闭的空间内是不允许吸烟的。不管你烟瘾多大，只要想吸烟，必须要到室外去吸烟。那么这个政策刚开始实施的时候呢，遭到了一些人的不满，有些同事说有些太残忍了，但是呢，没有办法。所以这里面这些人对这个政策有一些意见，表示出不满的情绪，用到了昨天的 It ruffled a few feathers.What about today, Sam?
Well, we're done with feathers and ruffling. Today we have the idiom, rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb.
Rule is R-U-L-E, thumb, T-H-U-M-B.
那么今天的idiom是 rule of thumb. 这个关键词 thumb 是指我们手指里面的一个大拇指。大拇指的这个规则或者大拇指的这个
So, is there any rules and the policy about the thumb, how you use them properly?
Well, I know if you have a thumbs up, that means that you approve of something or something is pretty good. A thumbs down means it's bad or you disapprove.
Right.
Is it that, maybe?
Well, maybe likely. Well, let's put in the conversation to show how we use rule of thumb.
Okay, good idea. Hey, Peter, is it okay if I talk to you for a minute?
All right, what is it?
Well, we just received a complaint from
a
customer. Yeah, they're kind of complaining. They didn't like how you treated them on the phone.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with us. We just comply with the normal procedures we're required to do so. Well, the customer didn't read the manual carefully, and it was his fault, not ours.
Yeah, I understand, Peter, but...A rule of thumb when it comes to customer service is always try to assume the customer is right. It doesn't mean they're always right, but you have to make them feel like, okay, you're right. So that will make them much more happier and we won't lose their service.I'm pretty sure the customer that just complained about you is gone. I think we lost his service.
Yeah. So what am I supposed to do?
Well, like I said, just try to help them. You know, okay, well, you're right. Let me see if I can help you. Don't ever say, no, 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 you're wrong. That will make them feel kind of offended. They'll get defensive and they'll leave. So just...Be calm, be gentle with them, and if you ever need any help, you can always tell them, well, let me get my manager and I can talk with
them. Right, so what about I give him a call right now and apologize?
Well, Peter, actually, that would be great.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks, buddy.
刚才的对话当中，我和 Sam 呢是两位同事，然后呢 ，Sam 跟我说到呢，我们其中的一个顾客呢对我的服务呢不是很满意，到 Sam 那儿投诉了。我听完之后呢也是不高兴，我说他怎么敢投诉我呢？我认为呢我没有任何事情做错了，是这个顾客呢没有按照我们的手册呢去操作他买这个商品，那么出现了问题，跟我没有任何的关系。Sam 听完给我的建议，他用到了今天讲到的 idiom rule of thumb。翻译成中文呢是一般的做法是或根据他的经验应该怎么怎么去做。他认为作为一个客服人员应首先有一个很好的态度，跟客人解释说这个问题所出在的原因，即使是顾客出现了问题，你也应该耐心的跟他说明错在什么什么地方，而不能说马上呢就有态度，然后呢跟顾客呢嚷了起来。我听完之后说，哎呦，那么我应该怎么做呀？我现在是不是应该给这个顾客打个电话，然后呢道歉？他们说，嗯，这还不错的。所以今天这个 rule of thumb 翻译成中文是一个人凭经验得出的一个结论是什么什么。
Yeah, actually, this is a rule of thumb, a real one when it comes to customer service. Always assume that the customer is right.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you can just give the customer whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I worked in a grocery store, and people were kind of cheating the store. Yeah, they would give them a 10, And then after they got their change back for the 10, they say, oh, no, I gave you a 20. You only gave me change for a 10. So if you say, oh, well, the customer's always right, then you're going to lose money because people are going to try to lie to you. So how to overcome that, they would say, okay, every time the customer would give them like a 10, you gave me a 10. They would confirm with the customer what they're giving them. So the customer say, yeah, that's right, I gave you a 10. They couldn't change it later.
Well, another way you can confirm by checking the video footage.
Yeah, well, I like the confirmation, like, of the money, because, well, you don't make the customer feel like, well, you're lying to us. We got to go check the video now.
All right. Any scenarios for rule of thumb, Sam, please?
Well, actually, I think there's a funny kind of rule of thumb when it comes to making dumplings.
What is it?
In China. Well, you're always supposed to stir the dumplings to the right, or we could say clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
So what about I do it counterclockwise?
No, no, no. Don't do that. It may affect the flavor of the dumplings.
Really?
I don't believe so. So what are the people in Australia? They have to do it counterclockwise?
Yeah, maybe. It's a southern hemisphere, so everything kind of goes the opposite direction. Yeah, so maybe for making Chinese-style dumplings in Australia, it's counterclockwise to get the right flavor.
那么同样的，刚才Sam解释到，在我们做饭的时候呢，有一些通过经验得出的一些做法，比如说我们在和饺子馅的时候呢，往往我们大人会告诉我们一定要什么呢？按照一个方向或顺时针去和这个馅，不能说是乱七八糟的去和这个，不然的话呢，整个馅的味道呢大大的折扣。当然了，我和Sam呢对这个rule of thumb不是非常的赞同。同时呢，比如说，如果说在北半球人们按照这个顺时针去和馅的话，那么说在澳大利亚南半球的话，人们应该逆时针去和这个馅。Maybe just a belief.
Yeah, we call that kind of like an old wives' tale.
Mm-hmm.
It's a belief that someone started a long time ago and just kind of passed on, so everyone just
started. Yeah, generation after generation.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to change it.
Exactly.
All right, so that's the idiom study. And now let's go to the last part of Taco Bell's story.
Oh, okay. So what's left to talk about when it comes to them changing to cage-free chickens?
And before we go to the last part, now let's have a look at the vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First of all, for our hit the books, we have center around. Two words. Center around. Center is C-E-N-T-E-R. Around. A-R-O-U-N-D.
Center around. 翻译成中文是以什么什么为中心。注意了，这里面那个 center 是一个动词而不是名词。
Next, we have the word novelty. Novelty.N-O-V-E-L-T-Y, novelty.
Novelty, 翻译成中文是新鲜的东西或好玩意儿，新鲜的玩意儿 novelty.
Next, you have the word appeal. Appeal. A-P-P-E-A-L, appeal.
第三个单词 appeal, 翻译成中文是吸引 appeal.
Next, we have the word compromise. Compromise. C-O-M.P-R-O-M-I-S-E, compromise.
Compromise, 翻译成中文是妥协，表示一个人做事情的时候呢，需要跟对方进行一定的让步，you make concession.
Next, we have the word prioritize. Prioritize. P-R-I-O-R-I-T-I-Z-E.Prioritize.
接下来的单词 prioritize 翻译成中文是优先，或者呢是把一个事情呢放到一个优先考虑的一个位置上面。
Okay, next we have domino effect. Two words. Domino effect. Domino is D-O-M-I-N-O. Effect. E-F-F-E-C-T.
接下来的词组 domino effect.翻译成中文是多米诺骨牌。
Next, we have the word nudge. Nudge. N-U-D-G-E. Nudge.
接下来的单词 nudge, 翻译成中文是推，或者呢是用我们的身体的肘这个部位呢，是轻轻的去推某人。
Next, we have self-perpetuating. Self-perpetuating.S-E-L-F, self, perpetuating, P-E-R-P-E-T-U-A-T-I-N-G. T-I-N-G.
Self-perpetuating, 翻译成中文是能够自我持续的一个事情或者一个现象。
Next and lastly, we have price-sensitive. Price-sensitive. P-R-I-C-E, price. Sensitive, S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-E.
Price sensitive 翻译成中文是指我们在购物的时候对价钱特别敏感，叫 price sensitive. So before we make decision, we have to check the price tag first.
Sure.
All right, now let's check the last part of a Taco Bell story.
All right, here we go. The chances of Taco Bell committing to use only cage-free eggs seem particularly unlikely.Given how the promise might affect its breakfast menu, which was first introduced last year. The strategy has centered around novelty. There was a waffle taco, then a biscuit taco, and convenience. All of their offerings are easily eaten on the go, many with only a single hand. But its appeal has been predicated on price. Switching to cage-free eggs could compromise that,And with it, the chain's chance of elbowing out some room in the fast food breakfast space. Switching to cage-free eggs could compromise that. And with it, the chain's chance of elbowing out some room in the fast food breakfast space. The shift in the company's policy points to a fundamental change in the fast food world. The industry, which has long prioritized price, can probably no longer afford to do so at the expense of animal welfare. Fast casual restaurants, which have shown that charging a little more for something customers feel good about buying can be a viable business, have inspired a domino effect, nudging almost every major fast food company to take steps to fix how they get their food.And is something of a self-perpetuating process. The more companies there are that demand cage-free eggs, the more producers there will have to be to provide them. The more producers, the more supply. And the more supply, the lower the prices. Slowly but surely, it becomes easier for more fast food companies, even the most price-sensitive ones, to supply cage-free eggs too. Taco Bell is the last of the major U.S. fast food brands.To announce a switch to cage-free eggs, but it will be the first to implement the change. By the time McDonald's, which uses more than 2 billion eggs in the United States each year, or roughly 5% of all eggs produced in the country, makes good on its promise in 2025, the egg industry will look remarkably different. Supermarket shelves probably will too.
在今天的文章的作者呢，对 Taco Bell 的这个 commitment 做出了一定的怀疑或者质疑，因为他认为呢 ，Taco Bell 能够完全履行自己的承诺，可能会是一个不太可能的事情。So it looks like unlikely Taco Bell will honor its promise.
Yeah, especially when you take a look at how it affects their breakfast menu.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite interesting, the breakfast menu, which was introduced.Last year,、
mm-hmm.
because I remember, you know, Taco Bell had no breakfast menu for a really long time. McDonald's has breakfast menu.
KFC.
KFC, almost every fast food chain has some sort of breakfast options. But Taco Bell was one of the restaurants that had none.、
Mm-hmm.
So when they introduced it last year, it's kind of a new thing.
And the change will cause damage to the breakfast menu.
Yeah, because, you know, breakfast typically has a lot of eggs involved.
那么质疑的原因呢非常简单，因为这个 Taco Bell 呢刚刚推出它的早餐系列，它的早餐系列当中用到了大量的鸡蛋。如果说它使用的是 cage-free eggs, 那么这会对它的早餐的系列会有一个重大的影响，或者有可能让它的早餐系列呢会夭折。所以呢，这是作者呢对他的这个承诺呢提出质疑最重要的一点。
Actually, when we first started talking about this, I was pretty curious about Taco Bell and eggs because I don't remember too much of their food having eggs in it. But now this makes more sense. I've kind of been away from the U.S. for a while. And so now that they have a breakfast menu, Okay, that's where all the eggs are being used.
那么 Taco Bell 他现在的困惑是，是兑现自己的承诺，还是守住自己已有的这个早餐的市场？
You know, I think with a lot of the competition, maybe they never had breakfast because it was never very successful. But now they kind of came out with a new marketing scheme, which was all based on two things. First, novelty. So really kind of interesting and hard to find things like a waffle taco.
What is a waffle taco? We know waffle, 翻译成中文是华夫的，非常的 crispy, 非常脆的一种面做的，可能是 like a flour based stuff.
Yeah, well, if you've ever had like a Chinese pancake,
yeah, ice cream, like a waffle ice cream.
Yeah, like you can find, yeah, the waffle cone.
华夫冰激凌等等，都是我们特别喜欢吃的东西。
Yeah, and so a waffle taco, well, a taco is basically a corn, like...Bing.
Yeah.
And then they put some meat, some lettuce, tomato, and other vegetables in there. And it's a pretty good little treat. But now a breakfast waffle taco, maybe you got the waffle Bing thing, and then you got some egg, and maybe a couple pieces of bacon or sausage in there.
我们对于华夫的理解呢，往往比如中间放了一个冰激凌，我们可以接受。但是如果在华夫里面放肉或鸡蛋，我们会觉得有一些怪怪的。It's a weird, very strange.Combination waffle with meat.
They also had something called a biscuit taco. And biscuits in the U.S. I kind of could liken them to, you know, like rojamor. Like the bread of that is kind of like a biscuit. So you can imagine that kind of thing, but making a taco instead of like.
同时呢，它另外一款早餐呢是相当于我们国内的肉夹馍，这是比较新颖的一个。A breakfast menu, 所以用到的是 a novelty of breakfast menu. 逐渐逐渐呢，一部分消费者呢接受了这么一个 menu. 但是如果他改进了自己的早餐，或者对自己的早餐的系列进行改进的话，那么这些顾客可能会被流失掉。
But you know the other thing that this was the new breakfast menu is based around is convenience. Typically, you can just eat this breakfast with one hand.So, you know, drive-thrus are really common in the U.S. You can drive through
one hand.
Yeah, you're driving on the highway, going to work, only need one hand for the steering wheel, although I don't recommend that.
It's not allowed by the law.
It's not safe. But if you got to do it, well, then Taco Bell's breakfast is the most safe because you can eat it with just one hand.
I think it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. So, you know, we talked about yesterday, Taco Bell...is really, I think they try to woo people with their cheap prices. But actually, I think animal welfare is becoming more important than price when it comes to food.
所以 Taco Bell 在市场能够竞争很重要的一个法宝呢，是它的低价位。因为呢，它的价位呢比麦当劳和肯德基呢略微的要低一些。但如果说它改进了或者是使用了说散养的鸡蛋的话，对它的成本是有一个巨大的冲击。那么对于这种企业来讲，它的任何的改变都会对它的整个的市场的策略会产生重大的影响。
So it mentions that fast casual, it kind of puts fast food restaurants in a, makes it sound a little bit better. Fast casual restaurants shown that charging a little more for something customers feel good about, that's a viable business. Customers say, oh, look how good this company is to their chickens, to their cows, whatever the animal may be. They feel pretty good about buying that food, even though it's a little more expensive.
作为消费者来讲呢，如果说你的快餐店能够提供出的服务呢，比其他家要好一些，他们可以接受这个，比如说增加50美分或增加1美金的这么一个提价，但是前提是一定 something gonna be very special.
It also, besides the domino effect,mentions it's a self-perpetuating process. So if one thing starts to change, all the things will change. Not just the fast food companies, but now the producers, now all the consumers, everything is going to change.
但是文章呢对这个 Taco Bell 的前景呢也做出了比较乐观的估计。如果说他们使用的是一个 cage-free egg,它的口味也不错，消费者呢愿意承担额外的50美金或者是1美金的这么一个增加的费用，那么呢，它的顾客会越来越多，它是一个很好的或者一个良性的循环。英文用到了是 self perpetuating process 表示这个循环或这个过程呢能够不断的持续下去。
Yeah, it'll change the producers, change the supply. So, in the future, because yesterday we mentioned that it's kind of expensive, this, the cage-free process is not as...
Efficient as a cage egg.
Yeah, it's not as efficient, so it means it's more costly. But if all the farmers are going cage-free, then that means the prices will eventually start to drop. And so we can get good quality cage-free eggs for a cheaper price.
那么说 Taco Bell 呢，如果说有了一个很好的开端，它会就有一个 a domino effect， 一个多米诺的良好的效果，就会说更多的公司呢会效仿它，会采用 cage-free egg。那么另外的一个效果是什么呢？很多的农民，更多的养鸡场呢，愿意使用这 cage free chicken。那么这是一个很好的循环，最后呢，能够导致它的这个成本呢，会大幅度的下降。
Well, Taco Bell, they've been really slow to make changes. In fact, they're one of the last ones, but they're going to be one of the first ones, or maybe the first, to actually implement the change.Remember, we said just in 1 year, they're going to change. So by 2016. But McDonald's is not going to change till probably about 2025. They can fully say, okay, all their eggs, chickens are cage-free.
很多快餐业呢已经做出了使用 cage-free egg 的承诺。但是呢 Taco Bell 真正是第一家使用 cage-free egg。它是最后一个做出承诺的但是呢是最快做出转变的一家企业。
But you have to understand the reason why they can change so quickly, but McDonald's changes so slowly. Look at their egg demand. I think when we first started talking about this, we mentioned that Taco Bell uses 150 million eggs, but Taco Bell uses 5% of all the eggs in the U.S. That's 2 billion eggs. So that's a big, big change. They're going to need a lot of time.
Yeah, because the difference is in size.
Oh, yes, and egg amount.
有些人会认为麦当劳在这方面呢这个动作太慢但是我们看看麦当劳的它的这个体积实在是太庞大了在整个全世界如果说它做任何的变动或者改动的话呢都需要一个漫长的过程同时呢看看麦当劳每年使用的鸡蛋达到了20亿只 It's 2 billion Taco Bell 用到的鸡蛋呢只是1.5亿只所以呢麦当劳用的鸡蛋的数量应该是它的将近10倍的数量这就解释了为什么麦当劳需要等到2025年才能真正完成整个鸡蛋的一个完全的转变从这个 cage egg 到 cage free egg It's a long process for McDonald's
It is, but you know what? We're going to see changes probably sooner than that just because everyone's getting on board with this change and so you're going to see all the producers all these farmersstart talking with each other, hey, we better all start changing because there's going to be a big demand for cage-free eggs.
And Taco Bell takes the lead and McDonald's KFC will follow the suit.
Yep. So, you know what? Just for regular consumers like us, we're also going to see a big change on just the shelves in the grocery store. They're all going to be cage-free eggs.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, time's up for today's talk and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，学吧。
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth.